Hello, and welcome to my podcast on technology in the classroom. My name is Jason Soders, and I want to give you the highlights of using technology to facilitate K-12 instruction. I hear teachers all the time ask why it's so important to use technology. They say, well, I never used technology when I was learning, so why do I have to use it with my kids? They'll learn either way. Why can't I just continue doing it my way? Well, I guess it's true that they will learn, but how good of an education are they getting in a 21st century world if we're not giving them a 21st century education? We must give them every opportunity to be technologically savvy, because this is a technologically savvy world, and the workforce that they're going to be going into and the secondary education that they hopefully will receive will be using technology. I find that one of the most important reasons to use technology in the classroom is about engagement. Kids love technology. It engages them. And one, an engaged student is not a discipline problem. And two, an engaged student is learning more. Two of my favorite technologies to use in the classroom are the Mobi and the CPS devices. A Mobi is a mobile smart board. Some call it a glorified mouse, but the great thing about it is that it can be moved around the classroom, handed over to kids, and let them take ownership of their learning. The pen and mobile device use the computer to project onto the board. That sounds kind of weird on a podcast, but if you're in the classroom, it is a great learning opportunity for kids and a great engagement tool. Another wonderful tool is the CPS units. They're also called class response systems. When a teacher uses these, it helps instruction. Students will have a device, and when the teacher answers questions, the students will answer via these devices. So they can put their answers in, it projects on the board, and a teacher will then be able to see right in that moment which kids answered correctly, which kids didn't. No longer do we wait for grading papers or grading tests. A teacher is able to reteach in that moment. This is a wonderful opportunity to not let misconceptions continue. If a student didn't understand something, we see it. An educator can talk about it right then and get the kids back on track. Before we use technology in the classroom, two things must happen. The first is teacher enthusiasm, teacher buy-in. They must know why it's important to use this and that it's going to help their instruction. If we don't have buy-in, whatever technologies we put on the classroom will just go on a shelf and stay there. The second thing that must happen and is equally as important as buy-in is training and professional development. Teachers must be trained not only in how to use the technology, but how to integrate the technology. Trainings where it's kind of like a make and take would be great, where they are bringing in lessons, where they are bringing in objectives, and someone qualified is helping them develop lessons using technology. These are just a couple of highlights from using technology to facilitate K-12 instruction. I hope you've enjoyed what I've had to say and maybe help you think of integrating technology on your own. That's all for now. This was Jason Soders. Thank you for listening.